Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Josh Tully Show on the GCN Radio Network.
Second hour, Josh Tully Show, GCN Radio Network. If you want to be part of it, 1-800-259-5791. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, all those fun social sites, and of course the website, joshtully.com, joshtolley.com, which is getting a brand new updated reboot. Kind of excited. I've been looking at the previews as the developers have been working on it. It looks pretty good. So we'll let you know when that's out. Let's go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the show, sir. What say you?
Hey, good morning, Josh. I'm a member of GOA, and I'm also a member of another organization called National Association for Gun Rights, which is really under exposure, it seems, in the alternative media. I rarely hear anybody from that organization, so I hope you and others can get some of these guys on as well. They're well over a million members, and they're another hardcore gun lobby. I'm a member of both organizations, and I think we all need to try to be a member of, NRA. I'm not really a big fan of, but I mean, they're a big organization, and a lot of people who like Ted Nugent really love them. But, the thing is, the Republican Party is so weak and gutless when it comes to this issue. So many Republicans need to just start calling out these Democrats for what they are as far as gun policy and start calling them words like traitor, start calling them words like Bolshevik, and quit, mincing words, because the Democratic Party is acting exactly like, the Leninists, the Trotskyites in the Soviet Union. This is where they want to take our country. Now, the Republicans aren't much better. They're all compromised. They got skeletons in their closet. There's so much sickness in Washington, D.C. I think everybody's got some sort of dirt on them to where they're being squeezed by the dirtbags up there that run the intelligence agencies that collect all this stuff on all of us. And so, the thing is, though, they need to quit it and just say, you stop worrying about your next election and start worrying about your country, because that's the problem with politicians. They're so worried about their next election and then the rest of it that they start compromising, they become weak, and, the country suffers.
You know what I would love to see? And you're absolutely right. This whole idea that they must have skeletons on these guys. I mean, we know from a 2005 NSA leaker that they do. They collect, as much dirt on these politicians as they can. And then the politicians have to play the game. But what I would love to see is these men of strength, these women of strength say, hey, you know what? Forget it. I would love to see him say, hey, you know what, I am running for office and I have some skeletons. Let me just tell you what they are right now. I did blow in college. I had an affair on my wife 13 years ago. We had counseling for it. Yes, my teenage daughter thinks I'm Satan on a stick and she ran away once a couple of years ago. But I don't care. I'm running for office because you have skeletons too. And when all these people in this country who are afraid of their skeletons in the closet actually just sweep the closet out, we can get back to rebuilding this sucker. And nobody in the NSA, nobody in the FBI, nobody in the IRS is going to hold that against us. We're passing these laws so we no longer have to be subjects to these tyrannical kings.
You know what else they need to quit doing? Anybody that's in Washington, D.C. right now in elected office, quit playing around in the stock market to where they can get this insider trading dirt on you. Because, see, then they're going to threaten you to go to jail. And so, you know what? I'm broke. I don't make a lot of money. But guess what? If I ever get to D.C. and then these guys, these lobbyists come with these, hey, I got a stock deal for you, I'm going to be like, guess what? The furthest thing away from my mind right now is trying to make a dollar up here, because once you get into that, then they're really going to drill you, and then they've got a case hanging over your head. So this is what happens to a lot of these guys. They get greedy, and then FBI Eric Holder and his little goons, they're gonna say, hey, you got to vote for this gun control, buddy, or we got an insider trading case on you. The SEC over here is going to burn you. What are you going to do? And then what happens? They capitulate. And the whole country just downward spiral, and it's horrible. And people, and the people in the media too. Where's all the whistleblowers in the media? I mean, they're coming out, but ABC just outright lying on the Zimmerman Martin case. NBC splicing tapes. I mean, you know, these people, I don't see how they could get in front of a camera and look at the camera and just lie like this. I mean, how do they sleep at night? I don't get it.
See, they think they're doing the good thing. They think that you are so stupid that you need to have this news partially digested for you, and then they can give it to you and you'll get it. And, you know, the sick thing is a lot of them really believe that. Yeah, you know, there might be crazy freaks at the top floor, you know, who has an evil intention or is in bed with politicians. But a lot of these reporters who go along with it, they are so ignorant that they actually believe that you are too stupid to get it, so we have to kind of process it for you. And it's sick, it's twisted, it's just deplorable.
Yeah, well, like, you know, like Lou Rockwell, who's a really funny guy that doesn't mince words, he talks about basically our corporate media now is just another, it's just another wing of the state. It's just state-run media like Pravda was in the Soviet Union, like Xinhua is in China right now. I mean, there is no separation between Washington, D.C., federal power, and our media. So basically, they're creating the narrative rather than just reporting on the facts. They just want to create the entire narrative now, not even partially anymore. It's like, we're going to tell you 180 degrees the inverse of what the truth is, and we're going to see if we can get away with it. And then, you know, 99% of the folks out here just lap it up. I mean, even my coworkers, my own family,
oh,
it's
sure.
Just like, wow. You know, unless you spend time online researching and then seeing where these folks with getting paid no money, they're on WordPress and Blogspot. They're the ones that point
right.
out this cool stuff.
Robert, that's where it needs to change, though. That's where it needs to change, because you nailed it. You said, unless you spend time researching, the truth has to become mainstream. Now, that doesn't mean it has to sell out to their agenda, but the truth has to become so prevalent that people can find it without having to look for it. Until that happens, we're dead in the water, because statistically we know only 15% of the population is going to go actively search for this stuff. So what needs to happen is, just like you join Gun Owners of America and the other one that you mentioned, which I'll look up, but just like you join those organizations, people who love information like is provided on this show and others like this show or magazines, whatever, they have to start financially supporting it. In order for us to compete, like right now, we have a crew of 31 people working to promote this show. Even if we paid them minimum wage, you know how expensive this is? So we need to have those supporters. In order to have those sponsors, we need listeners who say, you know what, yeah, I love those products. You know what, I'm not going to go to McDonald's. I'm going to support a sponsor of a show. And I'm not even going to name any, because it's not really about me. It's about the overall idea. Once we realize that free enterprise fuels freedom, then we can start buying billboards. We can start buying radio stations. I was a speaker at a conference last Friday, Liberty or Truth in Media. And one of the other presenters talked about how there was a station that was for sale in his area. The radio station was $10 million when it was for sale before. Now it's under $200,000. So if smart, liberty-loving business owners said, hey, you know what? I want the truth to get out there, then buy a radio station. I mean, there's opportunities for victory, but as long as we're constantly in this position where we require people to post, or we're requiring some blogger to do it at 2 a.m. when he has free time, we're never going to get there. Because we need that blogger to become a journalist. We need to have him to have time away from his job where he can go hunt down sources in D.C. who are willing to talk to him in those back alleys so we can get the proof, not just report the lead. Great call, Robert. Let's go to Ramon real quick in Miami. Ramon, less than a minute. Make it quick, brother.
All right. I just wanted to say that last caller was dead on point, but I disagree on one thing. We don't need politicians. We need to go back to statesmen. People who want to get in there, do their job, keep it to the foundation, and then go home and become a regular person again. Not someone who wants to be on in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill for the rest of their life.
Amen, brother. Absolutely agree with you 100%. Make them deal with the consequences of their vote. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
So the next conversation I think is going to be one that is a little eye-opening. And I want you to come into it without any preconceived notion about what you think you know and all that sort of stuff. I mean, let's just kind of see where this goes. Because I think what we'll find is the reasons, effects, causes behind what we're going to talk about can actually be applied to a lot of different things. With that said, we have the author of The People of the Sign. His name is Wade Franson, and he has an interesting story that I think we can all learn from. Wade, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Let's start out with this. Let's start with a little bit of your background, because I kind of know where the story's going to go, at least partially. Let's start out with a little bit about who you were when you were younger and what happened to you as you were trying to develop and come out of some of the troubles you found yourself in.
So I was a child of divorce, and a divorce that went badly. My father rejected the court's ruling that my mother has custody, and so he kidnapped my two sisters and I and actually managed to smuggle us out of the country to Sweden. He was a Swedish citizen, and courts awarded him custody there as it went into an international legal battle. By the time I'd returned to the U.S., 2.5 years later, to live with my mom again after all that was over, she was a full-fledged alcoholic, and we were essentially abandoned. Ended up in an orphanage briefly, and then drugs, teenage rebellion, the highway to hell, you might say. And during that time, my father was getting involved in a fundamentalist religion, the Worldwide Church of God. Many of your listeners may recall Herbert Armstrong, Garter Ted Armstrong, the World Tomorrow program, the Plain Truth magazine. And that church saved my life. And through the teachings of that church, I turned my life around. There were also miracles. And the next thing I know, I'm at the church university and ended up becoming a minister in that organization.
Wow. So that transition right there, I mean, obviously you were looking for something. How did the process of accepting what they had to say as truth, how did that play out? I mean, did you have any apprehension to it? Or, you know, once they started talking, it was just like flashbulbs, and you're like, oh, yes, this must be it. So how did that process play?
Well, there were two pieces to it. One, they had a very close-knit family feeling to the churches. They did really try to practice the principles of love and fellowship. So that obviously appealed to someone who came from a broken, shattered home. In addition, there are many errors in traditional religion. And in my view, we all sort of live inside that onion where the layers get stripped off. And the Worldwide Church of God stripped off an entire layer of religious corruption to help me see things in the Bible that the average Christian doesn't understand. And that then leads you to accept wholesale everything that is taught.
And, you know, that's kind of why I thought this would be an interesting conversation, and it just proved to be, because that whole premise works on everything. It works on politics. It works in socialist nations, communist nations. Hey, this is a little bit of truth. People buy into it. And then, like you said, you just buy everything else at wholesale. And before you know it, you went down a path that wasn't as beneficial as you initially thought. So let's kind of get to that. I mean, here you are. You got yourself out of the bad situation you were in. You thought, okay, now I found the truth. You became a minister inside this religion. Then what happens?
Well, so I was then in Europe, and I was doing a lot of things for the church. I was actually behind the Iron Curtain, so it's interesting that you mentioned politics and viewpoints, and I found that, you know, and I learned several languages. I learned, I speak five languages, and I found that all these people in all these countries, they all are absolutely convinced that they are right, and diametrically opposed viewpoints, people are very entrenched. And for me, the light started to shine through to remove the next layer of the onion when I now had to teach these doctrines, not just believe them, but teach them, and then get involved in the lives of people who looked to me and to the church to guide them and, you know, to tell them what they should do. And in many cases, things didn't go well. There was a particular situation in a church I was associate pastor of in Europe where the church's financial system of tithing, a very onerous requirement to give lots of money to the church that cannot necessarily be proven from the Bible after all. A family there was suffering under this, and then the man had health issues and became very, very sick and began to doubt the teaching and went into a downward spiral. And he had a life-threatening illness now. And in the end, he committed suicide. And I realized that the church was complicit in this. And then suddenly it was time to really really question any and everything in the search for, you know, separating the corruption and the truth from the organization that I was a part of.
Now, at that time, were you married? Did you have any family that you had to kind of worry about sheltering from the things you were finding out?
I was married, and I was married to a woman who believed as I did. We did not have children, but our own beliefs began to diverge. And interestingly, within the Worldwide Church of God, there was doctrinal division at the top. The founder died, and we believed in a kind of succession, similar to the Pope, if you will, where there was an authorized appointed successor. But he took the church now into diametrically different doctrines, and it split the church in half. So the whole story in The People of the Sign, the book that I wrote, explores those feelings of a child, you know, in a divorce situation where he's tossed and turned and kind of has to choose between mom and dad and none of them are right. And then that same thing happens on a bigger, broader tribal level within this group that I had belonged to as a family. The exact thing, the same thing happened. So that's the sort of literary arc of the story. And it does cause the reader to look at and examine their own life in a new way. I don't seek to give all the answers, but rather to make people think and feel and explore.
Well, you know, and I think that's why I knew I would enjoy this conversation, because even when we get beyond the politics, let's say we talk about the discussion regarding privacy. You know, everybody's talking about the NSA. Should they be able to spy? Shouldn't they? And people are having that same question. They believe that their government is wonderful and they believe that they should be safe. But at the same time, do I believe that this government is benevolent and they should have all authority in my personal life? So, I mean, what you faced in your spiritual walk is something that all of us face in all areas of our life. And at some point, you have to deal with these larger questions of, what is it that I really believe, and am I willing to act out those beliefs?
So the key thing that I've always held on to is that God is a God of justice and love, a God of order and mercy. And so we will become disappointed by people, by institutions, but that's a guiding principle for me. And I think when it comes to politics and our country, we must hold our leaders accountable to the laws that we have. And if the laws are good or right or bad, you know, we have a court system. There's this balance of power within America that is actually quite an amazing system when followed.
Well, Wade, hold on one second. We're up against the break. I can hear the music in my ear, but I want to talk a little bit about your exit and what you've been searching for ever since. We'll cover that with Wade Franson right after this. Don't go anywhere. Want to be the smartest person you know? Then keep listening. This is the Josh Tully Show on GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? beds. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, we're talking to Wade France, and he's the author of the book, The People of the Sign. You can go to thepeopleofthesign.com to find out more and get your book. Now, when we left off, you know, you started to get to this point where the founder has died. There's some questions as to what's really going on and what should be true and the succession plan. When did you start thinking, okay, maybe this isn't the right path for me any longer?
The decision was forced upon me through all that turmoil, and there was a looming schism that would take about half the people in one direction while the leadership of the church had, in my view, kidnapped the entire church, just like I'd been kidnapped as a child, and took it in a direction that it didn't want to go. And members were succumbing to the Stockholm syndrome of identifying with their kidnapper, and there was just this turmoil. And my book actually ends in 1995 with my resignation. Not to give the whole story away, but the reason I resigned was because I wanted to separate my faith from my paycheck, and I wanted to go and figure things out, and I figured that was definitely a step I had to do. As long as I was being paid by this organization, I had to allow it to dictate what I believed and taught. And I did not have the answers at that time, but I figured once I made that severance, I could now begin to find them. And from there, it was a long process. There's actually a sequel coming out in October to this book. A long process of sorting through what was real and what was not, because, there is much corruption within traditional Christianity, starting with some well-known facts, like Christ was not born around Christmas at all and didn't advise his followers to celebrate his birthday. Now, whether or not that matters is a whole other issue, but that's one of the doctrinal points that the Worldwide Church of God shared with its membership.
Well, you know, and when we look at religion, we find the same thing any time humanity tries to dictate the teachings of the faith. I mean, we see it in Buddhism. where you have corrupt Buddhist leaders who were recently busted. And everybody thought, well, Buddhist monks, how? No, Buddhist monks can't be corrupt. And sure enough, they're flying around on private jets. And any time humanity can be lured away by power, riches, or fame, you are going to get corruption. And I think sometimes when it comes to cults or religious systems that prove to be false, they start out with really good intentions. They really do. But they have a tendency to need to retain that power once the truth is kind of discovered, or that whole system goes away.
You've hit on a core central point here. And in my view, and what I've since realized through my study, is that the biblical record, to speak to the Judeo-Christian heritage that we in this area of the world typically have, speaks to a sovereignty. Man was created in God's image, and he was given sovereignty over the entire creation. And the Genesis story is one in which man abdicates his sovereignty. He chooses to follow a path that will lead to slavery. So we are on this continuum between sovereignty and slavery. And anytime you take your eye off God, anytime you create an idol and begin to worship that instead, you're on your path to slavery. It ends up with you in Egypt under the rule of some pharaoh who's making you make bricks without straw. And we look at, you can take that principle and apply it to any area of life on this planet today, and you begin to see the earth as this massive pharaohic structure in which we are all abdicating our sovereignty and making bricks without straw wherever we are, whatever we're doing.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because it always tends to start with a thin thread of truth, too. When you go back to that Genesis account, you had the serpent saying, oh, no, surely he didn't mean, you know, and it starts with a, yep, here's a little bit of truth. Now let me spin it my way and see if I can get you to abdicate that because of a pre-existing belief you have where it's going to lead you astray. And when you look at all the Western versions of cults that are based on the Bible, you have a tendency to see that all the time. They take something that is identifiable as truth. Oh, yeah, okay, everybody believes that this happened, okay. And then they add to it in such a way, and it's so subtle, that before you know it, you're on a completely different road.
Absolutely, and you lose sight of true north, and then you can't find your way out of the tunnel and out of the darkness. And then those that are in positions of power, and by the way, they're just part of the same structure. It's, you know, they're just a rung or two or three or ten higher. But they will then influence you to make decisions that are against your own best interest and actually keep you enslaved.
So how did, I mean, obviously there's that understanding of, okay, I need to get away from where I draw my paycheck. But you obviously had some beliefs that transcended just the human structure of the faith you were in. Otherwise it really wouldn't be faith. So how did you process through what to keep and what to get rid of?
Going back to my own conversion experience, I mean, I was wrestling with the ideas, the teachings, the philosophies of the church. So I was generally accepting them because I could open my Bible and read it. Herbert Armstrong was great at telling his members, to his credit, you know, blow the dust off your Bibles. Viewers of The World Tomorrow might remember this grandfatherly gentleman shaking in his chair and pounding the Bible and telling us to blow the dust off it. So we did have our nose in the Word, and that was a good thing. But what then really turned me around was this miraculous experience where I was in a high-speed chase with the police in pursuit. And by the way, my book features Beatles songs as titles and subtitles, and this section is called Drive My Car, appropriately from the Beatles song Drive My Car. And I ran off the road at 120 miles an hour with the police in pursuit. And when I went to look at the wreck, there in black and white, because this was in Alaska, and there was snow on the other side of a light pole, there was a black set of tire tracks leading right up to that pole, and on the other side in white were the tracks of the car in the snow. And I walked around and around that pole, not wanting to believe what my eyes were telling me. And the big challenge I had with what I was seeing, as I saw this car miraculously passing through a light pole, while the light pole stood untouched. And this really happened, and I didn't want to believe it. And the main reason I didn't want to believe it is it didn't conform to my image of God. Why would God protect me while I was trying to outrun the police? it didn't compute that he would protect me while I was in the midst of such a horrible thing that I was doing. And yet there it was.
Interesting.
And so those kinds of experiences, and to understand that God truly is a loving being, kept me from throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
And that kind of makes you rare, because to be honest, when we look at people who get lied to twice or believed fallacies twice, they tend to kind of bunker down and shelter in. And we see it politically, too. Hey, my political party lied, so I'm going to jump ship and go to this one because this one's the truth. They find out that that one's a lie, and then they usually give up. Same thing is true with people who get reformed out of even more bizarre cults. You know, they leave, jump to another one, and then after two, they're usually done. But here you are still searching. Where are you now? I mean, are you still a believer that there's a God? Are you still trying to figure out what you want to believe? Where do you find yourself?
I'm absolutely more than ever a believer in God, and he has helped me to strip off additional layers of that onion. When I resigned from the church, I then had to provide for my family, and I went into the corporate world, and I became quite successful. I had some background with some technology, and I then morphed into a technology guy, and through some fortuitous events that I believe were divine guidance, I became a respected and successful IT person, and I worked for Deloitte Consulting, one of the premier brands of the world in auditing. And then I began to see the same kind of corruption in business. And I ended up doing strategic planning for Countrywide. Angela Mazzillo, the CEO, was named the number one cause of the economic meltdown in 2008 by Time Magazine. I used to ride up and down the elevator with this man, and I saw what they were doing. And now I began to see this kind of corruption in the business world. So the sequel takes us through, reconciling now the ideology in America, materialistic capitalism, and that religion, and what's that doing for us. And I see God as the only answer to this planet, that true north, really, really searching for him. And you can find him if you're honest. If you go to God with a sincere, pure heart, it will be enlightened.
Wait. We're up against the end, my friend. Give us the website one more time.
Thepeopleofthesign.com.
Perfect. We're going to have you on again. I enjoyed that conversation. Wade France and everybody, we'll be back. Last segment of the show right after the break.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Last segment of the show, so much to cover. Let's go to Reuters. Fukushima radioactive water likely breach barrier. Radioactive groundwater at Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear plant has likely risen above the underground barrier meant to contain it, presenting an emergency at the plant's that the plant's operator is not sufficiently addressing. You know, this is probably one of the largest ignored stories. That radiation has made it to the U.S. We know it's made it to the U.S. Still, the mainstream media refuses to pick up on it. It makes you wonder sometimes, doesn't it? This one we're going to save until tomorrow. So we got some police abuse stories piling up on the desk, and I want to make sure we save those. This is interesting, though, and it's kind of related to the other story. Technology Review. MIT Technology Review. Atmosphere above Japan heated rapidly before M9 earthquake. Infrared emissions above the epicenter increased dramatically the days before the devastating earthquake in Japan, say scientists. Geologists have long puzzled over anecdotal reports of strange atmospheric phenomenon in the days before big earthquakes, but good data to back up these stories has been hard to come by. In recent years, however, various teams have set up atmospheric monitoring stations in earthquake zones and a number of satellites that are capable of sending back data about the state of the upper atmosphere and the ionosphere during the earthquake. Last year, we looked at some fascinating data from the Demeter spacecraft showing a significant increase in ultra-low frequency radio signals before a magnitude 7 Haitian earthquake in 2010. Today, Dmitry Ozagov at the NASA Space Center, Space Flight Center in Maryland, and a few of his buddies present data from the Great Tohoku earthquake, which devastated Japan on March 11th. The result, although preliminary, is eye-opening. I don't know. I know exactly what some of you are thinking. Half of this audience is thinking, oh, I know what that is. I know what that is. It's based in Alaska, isn't it, Josh? I know. I'm just bringing you the information. You make of it what you will. It is a little odd, though, that the ionosphere is heating up a little bit ahead of, I don't know. I just don't want to go there, I guess. Not today, anyway. Not something we shy away from, just something I don't have time to really delve into. The video prompts an investigation. Oh, man, this is a... I'm torn. Do I put it in the hold pile? Yes, let's put it in the hold pile. We have so many police abuse stories that I'm... Yeah, we'll just have to hold on to them. This is kind of interesting. Police assault. You know, I kid you not. I'm at least a dozen and a half verifiable police abuse stories since Friday. Now, we get tons of emails with unverifiable ones and all the time. I mean, Josh, I was beaten by cops today as I was trying to leave the donut shop or whatever it is. But unless there's news reports confirming or witnesses or something, I just can't run with it. So usually we only get one or two a week that are verifiable. But I am sitting on at least a dozen of these bad boys. Maybe we should make a documentary out of them or something. Here's something we can talk about. WorldNet Daily, U.S. city looks to penalize Bible believers. Yes, but of course there's nothing to fear. We live in the land of the free, home of the brave. I think it's hot in Texas these days. Waited just a few weeks until San Antonio City Council ends its summertime hiatus and resumes work on a proposed change to the non-discrimination ordinances that apparently will discriminate against all who take the Bible as its word and follow it. That's because the change creates a penalty for those who ever exhibit bias, which clearly would include adopting the Bible's condemnation of homosexuality with a permanent ban on participation in city government, business, or employment. Opponents of the plan, which would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the non-discrimination ordinance, charge that it's a violation of the Constitutional Article 6, Paragraph 3, which states no religious test shall be ever required as the qualification of any office or public trust under the United States. The opponents explain that the ordinance would bar anyone from office who has demonstrated a bias against anyone based on categories that include sexual orientation. Now, here's the problem, however. It does not define bias. And that's the murky water. Let's say, we'll take something else in the Bible. Let's say you believe that pork was not taken off the list when Paul wrote his letters. And let's say because of that, you say, oh, well, all bacon eaters are sinning. Let's just say. Just an example. Just calm down. I just picked something at random here. And then you go to apply for city office. Now, am I showing bias against bacon eaters? Now, most of us would say no. I mean, that's your own personal belief. You're not telling bacon eaters that they can't get a driving permit in the city. You're not telling them that they can't own a restaurant that serves bacon. You're not telling them anything they can and cannot do based on that belief. So most of us would be grown up enough to say no. You're not exercising that bias. However, the city doesn't want to define bias. And I know every time they bring this up, they bring up homosexual behavior as the bias. But that shouldn't be. It should be a larger issue. If you want to believe in the great boogada boogada, and you believe bald people go to hell, that's on you. It's not on me. I'm not offended by that. I'm not saying, oh, well, he shouldn't hold public office. Now, if you started saying, you know, bald people shouldn't be able to ride the city bus or something, then we might have words. Because at some day in the future, maybe I want to take a bus. But your own personal beliefs, your own biasness, if that's a word, is completely on you. It shouldn't be grounds to discriminate against you. Otherwise, aren't we really just discriminating against those who have different biases than us? Let's say you believe in eating bacon. Well, now you're biased against me. You see how? Do you see why we need to get the state out of things as much as possible? It all depends on who's in power, on whose bias we're really adhering to. If you believe, oh, everybody should eat bacon, and you know pigs are the other white meat and all that sort of stuff, and I'm not for that, then why should you be allowed to hold your bias and I can't? And I think at times those people who want to be quote-unquote conservative or those people who want quote-unquote values back in America don't realize that they are destroying values by trying to impose them. If they're imposed, they're no longer values, they're mandates. Oh, man, somebody should write that down. That's pretty good. But it's true. And that's exactly how we want our country to be ran, evidently, because that's what the majority of people continue to fight for. Now it's changing. There's people like you and I who are smart enough to say, hey, wait a second. This is just stupid. And we see that. We see that when it comes to the definition of marriage. Why does the government even get involved in that thing in the first place? Because they wanted to prevent marriage between races. Well, then we have to have the state approve it. That makes no sense at all. If my definition of marriage isn't valid until we run around a tree seven times and sing kumbaya and eat some grape nuts, well, then if you didn't get married that way, I don't view your marriage as valid, do I? Now, does that mean you don't view your marriage as valid? No. You see what I'm saying? Your definition doesn't have to be my definition. That's not what tolerance is. Getting so sick of this. Let's end with this. Poor attendance at Obamacare events in Virginia. Yes, one person showed up. I really think that the wheels are coming off this train. We've seen attendance at his events decline. I mean, it's so bad that sometimes even the media doesn't even show up. Those anti-gun protesters, the last time I did a gun rally, I think 5 anti-gun people showed up. That was it. And now the Obamacare push, they were holding meetings all around the country. And this one in Virginia had one person show up. And it happened to be the dude who was doing the speech. Crazy. All right, a lot of stuff to cover tomorrow. Make sure you are here. We have story upon story upon story that we need to get into the hearts and minds of the people. So join us. Today, tomorrow, and as always, my friends, may your path lead to heaven and may freedom follow in your footsteps.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.